Ready? Go!
Ryan awkwardly opened the sagging door to the garage. Cutting loose, the companions opened fire on the scurrying millipedes, blasting a tight path through the living carpet. Reaching the wrecked vehicles, the friends hastily climbed on top and jumped from hood to hood so the insects couldn't bite them from underneath the wags. However, the noise from the millipedes quickly grew in volume as more and more of them poured into the garage at the arrival of the companions. Placing his shots carefully, Ryan felt his heart pound at the sight, even though it was exactly what they wanted. Attracted by the mag fields of the base, once they were inside, the things found virtually nothing to eat and were slowly concentrating their attention on the only food available, the humans. Situated high in the corners, the emergency lights were beginning to turn yellow at this point, and as the companions jumped to the roof of the APC, a bulb started to flicker. It was horribly obvious that the lights were dying faster than expected.
Left side!
The companions concentrated their blasters there to clear a section of the floor free of the bugs. Jumping down, Dean placed a coffee can on the floor, a tiny nubbin of primer cord sizzling on top as a fuse. Kicking a bug off his boot, the boy grabbed the hands of his friends and climbed hastily back up out of reach of the chittering muties.
Okay, right side!
Ryan shot a millipede off the bare concrete ceiling above them. Now, Christy did the same thing, while Jack used a broom to shove the third charge underneath the armored vehicle. As they scrambled back on top of the war wag, Mildred put the last charge on a flat section of the armored roof, the burning fuse less than an inch long. Ryan chilled two smaller bugs charging across the rooftops of a nearby Hummer.
Get inside! Move!
JB used his shotgun to clear off the rear hatch, and the companions jumped to the floor and threw open the double doors with their blasters firing. The single small millipede sitting on the floor was torn to pieces, and the companions piled inside the steel box, kicking the twitching body out before slamming the hatch shut and locking it tight.
Seal the rest of the hatches!
Ryan checked the gunner's hatch in the ceiling and found it already bolted tight.
Hot pipe! There's no lock on this one!
The driver's hatch trembled slightly, and a millipede appeared at the crack, snapping its pinchers. Twisting the head of his ebony sword stick, Doc withdrew a thin sword of Spanish steel and plunged it through the face of the bug. The bug withdrew. Yanking off his belt, Dean looped it through the handle of the hatch and pulled the hatch tight. Removing her gun belt, Mildred fed it through Dean's and managed to stretch the leather just far enough to reach a stanchion and anchor it securely. The makeshift pulley would hold, but not against an onslaught of the determined bugs, or for very long. Christy already had two candles lit and placed on empty machine gun mounts to fill the gutted war wag with vital illumination. From outside the APC, she could see that the flickering of the emergency lights was getting worse. Then one array suddenly began to strobe wildly and died outright, casting the section of the garage into darkness. Gaia, they were cutting this close. JB tightened the latch on the belly door.
We're secure.
Okay, start cutting.
Ryan holstered his blaster and drew his panga. Whipping out their knives, everybody played a candle flame over the blade for a precious second, then nicked a finger and started smearing blood around the louvered air vents and small blaster ports of the vehicle. Even though they knew it was risky to stick their fingers outside, they spread their blood around as far as possible. But at the first imagined touch of a muti, they yanked the endangered hands back and dabbed the blood merely around the ports. The chittering soon became a muted roar, and the APC actually shook slightly from the arrival of countless dozens of the muties. The smell of blood was driving the millipedes crazy, and within moments every air vent and blaster port was alive with pinchers and slimy tongues reaching for the food.
Wait for it!
The tapping of the pinchers grew until it sounded like rain on a tin roof. Watching the second hand move on his wristchron, the one-eyed man waited until the 60-second mark.
Now!
Covering their ears, the companions opened their mouths to equalize the pressure and try to save their hearing when the entire world seemed to erupt. The APC rocked violently from side to side from the concussions of the explosions as the dynamite charges in the coffee cans detonated slightly out of sequence. Blasts punched through the air vents like invisible fists, knocking the companions about. Stilettos of flame stabbed through the air vents and blaster ports. The wheelless APC was shoved sideways and brutally slammed into another vehicle, then flipped over sideways, tumbling the companions together into a heap and extinguishing the candles.